have to be careful that you're leaning in the direction you want to go, otherwise you slightly inebriated. In other words, you have to cross your foot over to stay underneath where your center of mass is. Hey Neil, didn't I say we might see some purple rocks?
Find a purple rock?
Yep. Very small, sparkly fragments are the rock. They're reflecting sun in places. That would make a first guess that some sort of biotite. We'll leave that to the further analysis. But thank you.
help me.
Only one way to get over that phobia.
You don't get over phobias. You let them just wreck your life.
Sure, you can slow down.
Stays together. I've thought of doing artificial, but I can't.
Thank you. Thank you. to Wasp language, Wasp to link acoustically or otherwise commuter with science to sense depression. Most likely, all sociable animals have arrived at this primitive kind of communication. A higher development is reached when further signs are introduced and understood. If language is to lead at all to understanding, there must be rules concerning the relation between the signs on the one hand, and on the other hand, there must be a stable correspondence between signs and impression. When man becomes conscious of the rules, for instance, such words as is or in, when language becomes thus partially independent from the background of impressions, a greater inner coherence is gained. Has not every one of us struggled for words? Language becomes instrument of reasoning in the true sense of the word. What is it that brings about such an intimate connection between language and thinking? Is there no thinking without the use of language? This makes us realize to what extent the same language means the same mentality. In this sense, thinking and language are linked together. They created the spiritual tools for the technical revolution. Of means and confusion of goals, counting and measuring, whose performance is sufficiently well determined. Has not every one of us struggled for words? Language becomes an instrument of reasoning in the true sense of the word. Thank you.
can fall down. What? Oh,
it, so give one more smile in the undertow. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
a lie. I swear, ain't nothing never went down. Yeah, I'll admit I was a little wild. I'm sorry. All the heartaches and headaches that I caused. And none of this. It ain't gonna happen no more. You got to believe. Oh, you found it hard. Well,
it's not free at all. It's just confined by whatever habits you happen to have. Funnily enough, it's rule-making or limit-setting that makes you break your habits. Because in order to do what you want to do within those limits, you often have to behave or invent a new way of behaving. We'll be right back.
This expo dance sequence was first discussed with the producer and choreographer. We decided to use natural sounds as a starting point to characterize these birds who will be in the dance. And one of the things I had to do was to find some sound for huyas. Huyas, of course, are extinct. But I tried to imagine something like this. And these birds also turn somersaults, so the music has to turn somersaults too, like that. Thank you.
mama, when I die, don't you bury me at all. Just cure my bone and body into alcohol. Two bottles of beer, one at my head and one at my feet. Then to show to the world that my bones can cure, my bones can cure.
Thank you. Ha ha ha.